When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy this.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert. On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Yes. Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for this good content.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Happy almost birthday to my favorite person in the whole wide world, Adam Wooldog Woolley. I just had to get, I had to get it out there. I just had to, happy birthday, almost birthday.
Thank you.
And of all times, we'll talk about it later. It's on a very special day.
It is, yes. It's a very momentous day that I'm looking forward to. Besides it being my birthday, but we've got a huge episode lined up for you folks. Sadly, Kyle could not be here. He let us know minutes prior that he was sick.
I think the stress of this coaching thing really got to his tum-tum. It's butterflies, you know what I mean? It'll get you, it'll attack you, it'll attack hard with an enthusiasm and make you shit yourself. So Kyle's hanging out, doing his best, recovering, but he'll be back soon. And guess what? We're just gonna have fun anyway, baby.
That's right, baby. Yes. Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Yeah, please feel better, buddy. We've got tons to talk about here, folks, and we've got a Craig experience and an Ask Bolt fam lined up for you. So let's waste no time. Start at the top. I'm sure you all saw our instant reaction, but in case you didn't, Jim Harbaugh is our coach, and we have just been relishing in it this entire week. Because sure enough, it happened, the news popped out, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, just after we recorded and got the episode up. So, what a week it's been, man.
I'm pinching myself, man. It just doesn't feel real.
It doesn't. Well, it didn't until the Chargers dropped the video of him wearing the powder blue.
Oh, and then it was it got real.
Oh, it's very real.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the colors.
And he looks good, and I want that hat.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just kind of like, I'm not used to, as a Charger fan, being the center of attention, like being the belle of the ball on all networks and all there are playoff games coming up, and Harbaugh is most of what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. Like, I spent a good 4 or 5 hours, because I had to drive to St. Louis and back, which is 4 hours of driving, listening to everyone's opinion and how amazing it is for us and how exciting everyone is for us as Charger fans. And it is the weirdest feeling I'm still like grasping with, like, and trying to understand.
It is, especially because even during a week where you've got, you know, championship games going on, the NFC and the AFC championship games happening, there he is at the game talking to somebody about joining the Chargers and talking about, it's like,
that was,
yeah, don't
real.
Worry about these two teams. We'll see them play. But first of all, Jim, tell me.
How you doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's even stealing the spotlight from some of these championship games, which is It's still great. I love it so much because he's dropping names. He's like, oh yeah, talk to Herbert.
Yeah.
It's just, we'll get more to it. But while we're relishing in the Harbaugh-ness of it all, the championship games did happen. It was probably the most disappointing playoff weekend I think I've ever had because...
Worst possible outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely worst possible outcome. You know, you don't want the Chiefs to win. Ravens found a miraculous way to lose. And then...
Shocking how bad they played on
that. So bad, dude. And then Lions came out hot in that first half, and it was just like, let's go.
We felt Lions confident
to the Super Bowl. I mean, I wanted them to win because I'm a Charger fan. I know what it's like to not have won a Super Bowl, and I want the Lions to go, and it's Dan Campbell and all these guys. I want them to win. And then in a very Charger fashion,
they Brandon Staley'd it.
They Staley'd it so hard.
Yeah.
And the 49ers won. And so it's going to be a very red Super Bowl.
Ugh.
And I just, I couldn't care less.
I got to go. We got to go support our friends that live here. Put on the big boy face, you know, put on, you know, just do your best to suffer through it. Try and have a good time. But this is definitely not the outcome. I feel so bad for Lions fans.
I do too.
Like, that happened to us in the wild card round. This happened to them in the NFC Conference Championship.
Yeah.
Like, that's so tough. And I don't know. As soon as that game was over, I just like, man, I feel bad for all those fans. Like, I just felt bad. So
I did too.
Sorry, Lions fans.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Wish it could have gone the other way, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is. There's always next year because that's what we're looking forward to already.
I'm already year. Moving so on, baby.
Come on the bus, Lions fans. We're already looking forward to next year. But yeah, back to Harbaugh. Mike Florio asked about Harbaugh after the Lions' blown lead. Said, do you think any team coached by Jim Harbaugh is going to blow a 27-point lead? He'll run out onto the field and deck somebody before he would allow that to happen.
Yeah. Just thought that was a perfect quote for how that all happened in our last playoff game. So yeah.
So it's not a Harbaugh quote, but it's a Mike Florio quote that I think is very prudent. That
it's fitting.
Harbaugh is just that type of guy that he would rather go out there get fined for punching somebody,
yeah,
than let them blow a 27-point lead. So it's pretty rough. And then, yeah, like we said, Harbaugh was interviewed on the kickoff show for the Ravens and Chiefs game. Obviously, he went there to support his brother.
Yeah.
And
maybe chum it up with a guy that is our new GM, maybe?
Potentially, yes. Yes, that's also been dropping as well. But on that interview, he said, I love Michigan, but I love the NFL too. There's no Lombardi Trophy in college football.
He's here for one specific reason. He's not just like here to coach an NFL team. He came with a goal, and his goal is absolutely our goal. And to think that we have somebody that is just dead set on doing that. I know everyone wants to win it, but like, I came here for this.
Like, he really wants to win it.
He really wants this. So.
And not even just wants, he is determined to win it. Like,
I need.
He's not coming in to punch the clock, take home a paycheck, and be like, well, I tried.
No.
That is not the mentality that is in his little noggin. He is here for a very specific reason. He has a very specific set of skills.
Yes.
And he plans on using them with our team. And I'm so excited to see what happens with that. Let's see. Dan Popper tweeted out, Jim Harbaugh says the NFL on NFL Today that he has spoken with Justin Herbert and jokes he was a little starstruck talking with the Chargers QB for the first time.
It didn't seem like starstruck. A joke. He seemed very, I don't know. I loved everything about it. The fact he brought up Justin, he brought up Keenan, and he brought up Derwin.
Yes.
The pros is what he called them. So I think those guys are going to be on the team next year. Just a weird inkling that you would bring them up on a game like that.
Right. Well, it's a relief mainly for Keenan Allen, because that was a name that people have been tossing around potentially as being somebody that you let go because of dollar, but Jim Leike.
It was just, and the fact that he was on a show as the Chargers head coach with like the little logo at the bottom that says Chargers head coach. It was just surreal as hell, man. It was so cool.
It's extremely surreal. Yeah. All of the, because leading up to it, even leading up to the draft, you see a lot of people on Twitter that put out these, you know, artist renditions of like, here's what the player would look like in a Chargers uniform. And you get a little excited because you're like, ooh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you see Jim Harbaugh with some of the Chargers and you're like, ooh, that'd be pretty good. I would like to see that. Yes. And then he does it and it's there and it's happening and it's real. It's just such a great feeling when something like that comes together, because even leading up to that, you saw stuff like Bill Belichick in Chargers, you know, gear, and Mike Vrabel in Chargers gear. But it's like, that's not the one we want. We wanted Harbaugh and we got it. And it's such a fulfilling feeling to finally see that. And let's see, there's been big news because one of the other big positions on the staff,
the biggest
one might say, is the general manager position. And after losing Tom Telesco to the Raiders, which is all, it's a comedy of errors in itself.
Yes.
There's been a lot of talk about who the Chargers would get. And I'm so glad to see that Adam Schefter tweeting out, from John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh, Chargers are working to hire Ravens director of player personnel, Joe Hortiz, as their general manager, per sources. Hortiz now is likely to team with Jim Harbaugh to give the Chargers their new coveted general manager head coach combo.
This is great. This is that weird thing where, you know, as a head coach, we were talking about, we want somebody with experience doing that exact job. This is a unique situation where a guy that has been doing it for 20 years at a level, coaching, player scouting, mm-hmm. and then being in this position for so long. And he has two Super Bowls. It's a very unique, interesting hire. I think it's and clearly he's going to work well with Coach Harbaugh. So if we can get, you know, the Ravens are a top six drafting team, like by all the metrics, mm-hmm. like in terms of the players they pick their output. So if we can get that and not be at the bottom, you know, the bottom anymore, this is going to be huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we talk about, you know, having prior experience for like a head coach coming in. You know, we wanted somebody that had a lot of experience as a head coach. You know, Joe Hortiz has not been a GM before, but he has
He's put in a lot of time. Yeah,
this isn't a guy that's like shooting up the ranks super quick that you're just like, is he ready for the gig?
Yeah.
The guy's been around long enough. He knows a thing or two about drafting, about player personnel, about getting the right guys on the team, and clearly was a guy that Jim wanted as well. You know, they hired Jim before they hired this guy. So I'm sure Jim had a say in who he wanted his general manager to be. So to get somebody that he clearly wanted, and we got him. And it's not just, like I said, he's not a guy that just rose up the ranks really quick. The guy's got a lot of experience, and I'm super excited to see what that ends up being when it comes to, you know, players that we hold on to, or what the draft ends up looking like. Because, you know, we've been talking about on this podcast, like, we don't know who they're going to keep and who they're going to let go, or who they can possibly restructure or something like that. So it's all out the window now as far as like what anybody thinks could potentially happen, because we've never seen what these guys can do before when they're working together. So who knows? Maybe all the people that we're talking about, you know, being a cap casualty, maybe they find a way to hold on to all of them because they're all a bunch of studs.
Or it could be what is clearly happening to the Chargers organization right now, where they are cleaning absolutely.
It could be that too. Absolutely.
It's everyone. It's like, you know, it's probably even like the trainers, like clearly the trainer, we've got some more news coming up.
Yeah.
But like literally the entire organization is getting just cleaned out.
Just so totally scrubbed.
Hard ass reset. And I'm curious what this GM and what Harbaugh are going to do to still make us crazy competitive next year by fixing some of the issues we have with the cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the more scrubbing that we noticed. Chargers and coach Jim Harbaugh are set to bring in defensive coordinator Jesse Minter from Michigan. And that's from Ian Rappaport.
This was the thing that everyone was talking was most likely to happen. He has had a top defense. We talked about it last episode. Top defense last two years at Michigan. He's, you know, a Baltimore defense. So it's the same thing as his brother. So it'll be, I think it's going to be fantastic. There's only one way to go from how our defense has been performing the last couple of years, and that's up. So this is going to be, I think, a huge upgrade.
I'm loving it. I'm so happy that he's getting the defensive coordinator that he wants. And then Josh Henschke tweeted out, breaking, Ben Herbert has informed the players during a morning lift session that he is leaving the program to follow Jim Harbaugh to Los Angeles. So for those of you that are going, who in the world is Ben Herbert? He is Michigan's director of strength and conditioning and is one of the highest paid strength and conditioning coaches in the country at $1 million per year, and recently added the title of associate head coach. So college strength and conditioning guy, one of the highest paid strength and conditioning coaches in the country.
When, and I think he was under contract still for a couple more years. So Chargers had to buy out his contract.
No doubt.
So they're spending some money to get the guys that he wants to come in. This is no joke. The Spanos aren't messing around.
No.
And I heard this news came out because one of the players tweeted it or said something. And apparently they were like, you know, all the players in there were like crying. They're all giving him hugs. Like it was like an emotional thing. That's how important this guy is to those players.
Well, and I'll be honest, you sent me a video about him talking about the program over at Michigan, and I don't know a single strength and conditioning coach that has a video about them and what it is that they do to get players, to get their team ready.
Yeah.
So seeing that video and seeing the players talking about like they love doing it because every day is crazy. Like there was that one shot that you sent me in the video. Like the players are laying down and there's like a weight.
They have a 35 pound weight on their face and they're just like balancing it,
like trying to, which is crazy. Like I've never seen or heard that before. So very exciting to get one of the highest paid strength and conditioning coaches is now going to be on the Chargers. One of the teams that has constantly dealt with injuries on a regular basis. So,
and they're saying a lot of the fourth quarter performing in the fourth quarter strength and conditioning. And what's been so good about this Michigan team is being able to last and be powerful and still rough people up in the fourth quarter. So, and by all accounts, like people were really like watching all these Michigan accounts, people were really bummed out about Harbaugh, but they kind of saw it coming. Like they were expecting it.
Yeah, it made sense.
They are very upset about this.
Wow.
The fans are, because they weren't expecting this to happen. And he's such a big part of that team and the players, the player development.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harbaugh's happy, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Michigan. We're happy. Yeah. I mean, listen, you guys got your national championship. You can rest on those laurels for at least a little while. Chargers need some of those.
Come be a Charger fan. We got you guys. Come join us.
Please. The water's just fine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our brother from another podcast, Steve Haglund, tweeting out, Jim Harbaugh made a lot of great coaching hires during his tenure at Michigan, but he publicly dubbed Ben Herbert as his best one and even tried to get Herbert nominated for the Broyles Award, usually given to the best assistant coach in CFB. This is a huge deal for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Quality.
Well, and there's a good point that they were saying, basically, this is the one coach that is with them. There's no limitations based on the agreement of how often the players can practice and be coached. They're with him all summer and working with him all leading up to camp. So this is your coach that's with them the most. So you don't think about it too much. Remember John Lott? He was awesome and he was really funny on Hard
Knocks. That's my nuts.
Like he was amazing, but that was the last we ever talked about our strength and conditioning team. So I'm excited that people are so excited about this and hopefully we get everyone coming out with a little extra trap. Delts are extra nice. Got a little try by the whole deal is a little more jacked.
Yeah. And cardio just dialed in, baby.
Sign me up.
Please.
Well, not sign me up, but sign them up. I'm not
sign them up. I'll watch.
Yeah, I've come to terms with what I have. There's no improvement upon what this. I am what I am. One of his quotes is "more is more, less is less" for me.
Oh, that was good. All right. Well, the other big hole that Charger fans have been looking at for this coaching staff is the offensive coordinator. Now, initially, we saw Kellen Moore trying to get interviews and getting blocked.
Pew!
Chaka blocked. Yeah. Can't interview him. Don't touch him. But now, after the hiring of Jim Harbaugh, that tune has changed. So, Adam Schefter tweeted out another big system move in Philadelphia. Eagles are hiring former Chargers and Cowboys offensive coordinator Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator per sources.
Yeah.
So
Good luck, man. And 1 year we didn't get to see much. You only had Herbert for a limited time. Be honest, it wasn't all that impressive. It wasn't that exciting, crazy offense we were expecting to watch. It just wasn't. And there were a lot of factors in that, obviously. But there were some amazing plays he had, some really fun trick stuff that we got to watch.
There was some fun stuff. Yeah, it didn't always work, but...
You know, some of those laterals. Remember the
it was the Keenan Allen threw a touchdown.
Yeah, Keenan Allen threw a touchdown to Mike Dubb. And
yeah, you
know, there was some fun stuff. So thank you for, you know, maybe one of the brighter moments of the season, Mr. Moore. And good luck in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to hold on to him because I'm a homer for the BSU and Kellen Moore, and seeing, I mean, everything seemed like it was going to be a match made in heaven with him and Justin Herbert, especially after all of those car commercials they did together.
I guess we can't read into those anymore.
Those tea leaves are done. But that leaves an opening now for the offensive coordinator. Don't know who that's going to be. We've seen that they've interviewed, was it Brady? Am I remembering that right?
Brady, Greg Roman. And then there's a couple more swirling around. So we'll see. I'm sure they'll announce it soon. I'm sure a lot of this will happen before Thursday. So hang tight.
Yeah. Hang tight, folks. And speaking of Thursday.
Birthday.
It's my birthday.
That's right.
The day of your wool dog. There is a press conference going down with Jim Harbaugh, his introductory press conference. They put up graphics. It's huge. Big deal. Thursday, February 1st at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The interesting thing is, I think I read they're only streaming it on Chargers.com or the Chargers app and then later posting it on YouTube. So if you want to watch it live, Chargers.com or the Chargers app.
Yeah.
That's if you want to watch live. If you don't care, you can watch it afterwards on YouTube.
Trust me, I'll have popcorn.
Oh, I know you care.
I'm probably coming over to your place and we're going to watch this shit together. This will be like game day. I might need to get us burritos and shit.
So very exciting because I can't wait to hear the questions. I can't wait to see more of the energy from this guy because the Chargers dropped, and I've shared it with everybody that cares. Just him getting in that all-in set, talking to the camera, talking about his, you know, what's the quote? Because I know Quest 360 just put it on their graphic that like,
We're going to attack it with relentless.
Attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Hell yeah.
What a quote.
Yeah.
Unknown to mankind.
For this shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great press conference. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, folks, you can't wait to go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun videos. We just had our Zoom hangout recently with some special tens. It was a great time because we all talked about Harbaugh and where we were and how excited we were about it. So a lot of good times happening over at patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions in Ask Bold Fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, gang, it's time to go on to the next segment. I told Kevin I'm very excited for this one because
he got
everything.
He called it. He called his
Craig,
shot.
This is Christmas in January for Craig because he's gotten everything he's wanted so far, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say about it. So I'm talking about the Craig experience.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Oh,
Craig Experience.
Hello there. Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Ah. It happened. My wish came true. A lot of our wishes. But yet and still, I must make this point, and a lot of you guys out there knew it, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or gloat. I'm just stating the facts. Your boy here has been on the Harbaugh train for quite some time. During the last coaching cycle, he was one of my top selections if he had been available. But you know what? I didn't think this would ever be a reality. Not up until, around October or so of last year. If you follow me on the Lightning Round podcast, which you should, by the way, you know why that is, but different conversation. Fam, it happened. Your new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers is Jim freaking Harbaugh. How about that? Woo! CC gang. The biggest of salutes into the rest of the boat fam. What's goody? She got Craig in Texas and welcome to a new day, but also the newest edition of the Craig Experience. Before we get into the celebratory stuff, we just witnessed AFC NFC championship games. The Chiefs are heading back to the Super Bowl. We should have known what the deal was when the whole Taylor Swift thing started off. It seems like these dudes need a storyline every single year. And the second we saw her pop up at that game and found out she was dating Travis Kelce, I'm not trying to play conspiracy theorists. I just think it's very interesting. And also the fact that, man, those were some wacky doodle calls in that matchup. It happens like clockwork. And also, the head official was someone that people had already had eyes on leading up to that game. And boy, did dude put in work. He did not disappoint. This isn't a game breakdown, so we will not delve into all of that. But the truth of the matter is, man, it's just blatant at this point. The NFL doesn't care. It's just like, hey, the Chiefs are who they are. Patrick Mahomes is the golden boy. As often as they can get him into the Super Bowl, they want to do so because, you know, if you have a franchise like that that generates as much money as they do and also adding Taylor Swift into the mix, just, you know, easy equation for them. But on the Ravens side of the ball, man, it's just weird. They didn't play within themselves. It wasn't the same Ravens team that we saw all year long. They played uninspired, undisciplined, and you couple that with some, you know, untimely penalties and other wild stuff, and it's a recipe for an L. I mean, the game was very, very chippy, ironically enough. They were the ones that suffered from all of the penalties that resulted from that. They didn't play to their strengths. They gave up on the run game. I don't know where the hell Mark Andrews was. I guess he wasn't as healthy as everyone had made him out to be. And playoff Lamar may be a thing, man. I hate it for him because I love that dude as a player. And he just, man, you're talking about wetting the bed. But again, I guess congrats to the Chiefs and the refs for, you know, your accomplishments. Call me a hater if you want. I really do hate the Chiefs. I don't care who knows it. My best friend's a Chiefs fan. I got to hear about this crap all the time, but the savior has arrived. And Andy Reid, don't you dare go retiring. You are Travis Kelce. I need you to stick it out for at least one or two more years. We got work to do, and we need you guys to be around for it. Let Jim retire you the same way he did Nick Saban. It's only right. But, yeah, man. Harbaugh's here. I mean, before the game, actually, is really cool. He's sitting around talking pregame. And it was pretty awesome, man. To hear him kind of wax poetic a bit about some of the players. He mentioned quite a few. Some names he did leave off. Take from that what you will. I'm not sure if we should read much into that, but there was a rumor that he texted a few of the guys, certain players, and certain ones did not get text messages, and that may not be the best look for those who didn't, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. And it's dope, man. We're all happy and enthused about it. We can't get over it. We shouldn't, because we deserve it, man. As fans, we waited a while for this. The team's been spending money to get this new facility built in El Segundo, and they were spending money on players. So the whole cheap thing, like, it wasn't an overarching theme because it wasn't necessarily true, but where they had been kind of pinching pennies was at arguably the most important part of a team outside of a quarterback, a franchise QB, is a head coach. Those days are over now. Because you have not a guy, but the guy. And a couple quick questions here. Well, no. Before I even get into that, the Lions 49ers game. I don't want to skip over that. 17-point lead at the half, man. I don't know what happened, man. They just collapsed. The Niners played like they were supposed to in the second half. Brock Purdy stepped up, did a lot with his legs, which is probably not something we had on our bingo card. Dude had over 50 yards rushing. That's pretty insane to me. And then you had players like Josh Reynolds, who were dropping passes left and right. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who was waving goodbye to the fans in like the second quarter. The second I saw that, I'm like, I got a feeling that's going to come back to bite you. Got to admit it, though, man. I mean, I don't know who else didn't think this, but thought the Lions were going to pull that out. They were very dominant in the first half and had the Niners on the ropes. But football is a 60-minute game. Have to come out prepared for the full slate of it, or this is the end result. So congrats to the Niners. Honestly, I believe they have a better chance at taking down the Chiefs anyway. So we'll see how that goes. Now, back to the man. Real quickly, I want to address something because it kind of irked me a bit. I didn't really understand why so many people disliked Jim Harbaugh before this last national championship year. If you exclude it, he was still 74-25 at Michigan. He had beaten Ohio State before last year, twice before. And keep in mind, he wasn't even around for this last game. So even if you take out the fact that he beat Ohio State, in general, most of his accolades still existed prior to the recent success that he had, which is why I didn't understand. Some people, I'm convinced, didn't even know that he coached in the NFL, and they only looked at him for his most recent success at his alma mater. The truth of the matter is, and I've said this already, most of you know this, success at the college level at turnaround programs, success with the San Francisco 49ers in very short order, turning that organization around. There was no reason to dislike him. I mean, unless I guess you don't like his personality, which, you know, sure decision. But truth of the matter is, I never understood the hate. But regardless, it's a wrap. He's ours, is what it is. And next order of business, filling out that staff. And as badly as I feel for the Ravens, I know a certain GM candidate who's number one on my list that suddenly has a clear, empty, free dance card. Joe Ortiz, come on down. You should be the next general manager of the Los Angeles Chargers. And looked like he and Jim were having a nice little conversation there on the sidelines in Baltimore. We'll see if that means anything, but it's not like I'm giving you any like insider information or anything here. I just feel personally like that's going to end up being the guy. There are some reports that he's number one on the leaderboard. We'll see how it goes. Jim's intro press, I believe, is Thursday. I would imagine GM announcement is going to come here in the next few days. It may have already happened by the time you're hearing this, so this could all be moot. But yeah, Mr. Ortiz is my selection for his extensive background with the Baltimore Ravens, being a part of so many of those really key pivotal draft picks. He was instrumental in that Roquan Smith trade and probably seen that picture floating around of him standing next to my favorite wide receiver in last year's class, the one that the Chargers passed up on, Zay Flowers, who, ironically enough, had arguably the best game of his career mixed with maybe even the worst when you look at some of the other things that happened in there. But I digress. He's been with that organization for over 20 years and worked alongside and under Ozzie Newsome. So take that for what it's worth. A lot of history and experience there, working with some of the best. So, and of course, the Ravens always seem to poach most of my favorite players from the draft. I've been a little envious of them in the past, but now I don't have to be, because we're bringing some of that flavor, some of that juice over to the Chargers, and could not be happier about it. Anywho, that's pretty much it for me, folks. Let's see what happens with the rest of the staff. Apparently, Jesse Minter is on his way, and maybe even the strength coach. Last name's Herbert. First name's escaping me right now. It's so weird, like all these names. There's the JH, then another Herbert. It just feels like it's meant to happen. But I know I'm a little too giddy, but with good reason. And I'm sure the rest of you guys out there are as well. So look, that's enough for me. Like I said before, let's see how the rest of the week goes. Should be a fun offseason, and there's so much to look forward to. So until the next time, folks, I appreciate you for joining me here. You know who it is, Mr. Bolt Gang, or Do Not Bang, a.k.a. TOP_FLYT3 over on Twitter. And that is right. You can catch me as a co-host of the Lightning Round podcast as well. It's time, people. Trajectory upward. Taking steps towards having a successful franchise moving forward for a long stretch in the future. And I cannot wait to get this thing started. Appreciate you guys again. Till the next one. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Craig, for another awesome Craig experience. He did record this prior to some of the news dropping.
Called everything. He's just calling everything.
Yeah. He's calling it, and he's hitting it. So that's what's even more impressive. But yeah, it's so interesting that you've got Justin Herbert. You've got Jim Harbaugh. You've got Joe Ortiz. You've got Ben Herbert. But if you take Ben Herbert and Jesse Minter, and you take the first name of Jesse and the last name of Herbert,
how many JHs can we get on this team?
So I'm connecting dots here.
I love it.
If only Brock Bowers could be JH, then you'd know who the first round pick was going to be. But
we'll just call him J-Rock Bowers.
Oh man, yeah. What a time to be a Charger fan, right?
Time to be alive.
Yeah, it's a good time, and loved all the calls, Craig. Keep them coming, dude. I'm curious now to see what else you got predicting in that crystal ball over there.
Well, I'm curious what his draft, you know, when you have to, you take yourself out of being in our last GM's head and you put yourself into, like, what have the Ravens done as of late? I guess that's the only
thing. It's a good call. Yeah.
To. What is he going to come up with? I'm excited to see what he mocks this offseason.
Big time. Yeah. God, it's going to be exciting. I'm so excited. This is going to be a wild offseason, folks. But Craig, thank you, buddy, for another awesome Craig experience. Really appreciate
it. Man.
And now it's time to go on to the next segment. Ask Bolt Fam. It's going to be a good one.
Here we go.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. We start off at the top with Joshy Pooh. So who asked the question? Okay, who asked the question?
Sure.
Watching the Chiefs get another AFC championship with the help of refs allowing them to aggressively take advantage of Ravens receivers is making me lose respect for the NFL and their integrity. How do I keep the darkness from enveloping my will to BTFU?
Well, you can just think back to Wednesday of last week and who he hired, and I think he's gonna put some crosshairs on the on the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming season. So that's what brings me joy and excitement and happiness is to see Harbaugh coach against Andy Reid twice and hopefully kick their ass twice next year. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, this for the amount that like you said, that people have been talking about Harbaugh. We are not used to being the headline news for a whole week, you know.
2 weeks now.
Yeah. It's like coming while the season's happening. We're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're still talking about us while the season's going on.
And there's going to be a whole week of no football coming up this weekend. I'm sure they're going to keep talking about us, and it's crazy.
Exactly. So if anything, there's at least a little bit of glimmer of hope that if their focus is let's talk about, you know, what everybody else wants us to talk about, what's going to bring in viewers, what's going to bring in more people talking about our boy, Jim Baugh.
Yeah.
So,
but there, I'll give you something there, though. It's like there is a little bit of weirdness going on with kind of some people get calls, some people don't. It's very weird.
The officiating's been very rough this year.
Very weird, especially, you know, when it comes to the Chiefs in big time moments. So eventually I think that'll sway. At least 31 other teams hope so. But until you can stop Mahomes, there's not much you can do. You have close games and the shit's happens. It's just the reality. You know what I mean? You just can't have close games with them.
Yeah. So it's going to be an exciting offseason, buddy. Hold on to it. It's going to be okay. Joshy Poo, thank you for asking the question. And do not be a stranger. Let's move it on now to Bolts and Boogies, who asked the question.
Hi, fellas. As I'm sure we all will remember exactly where we were the day we got Harbaugh, I wanted to share my experience. There I was at the happiest place on earth with my 3-year-old for his birthday. We had just loaded in the Casey Jr. train ride. You know the one where you load it into the wild animal cage to ride. Then suddenly my phone on Apple Watch were both going off like crazy. I looked at the alerts and saw we finally did it. We finally got Jim motherfucking Harbaugh. I was shouting and going crazy as the many people at Disneyland saw the train drive me away like a crazy person. I also wanted to take you all back to November 25th, 2012. It was week 12 versus the Ravens. That was the Ray Rice 4th-and-29 conversion game where we let the Ravens right back in to win. The Ravens barely snuck into the playoffs that year because of that game, then ended up going all the way to the Harbaugh Bowl when John defeated Jim. I bring this all up because the silver lining to that play that has left Charger fans frustrated for years is that if it wasn't for Ray Rice converting that play, John Harbaugh never wins the Super Bowl. Jim does and never needs to one-up his brother and make a return to the Chargers as our new head coach. Finally, my question. Do you think they will make an all-in finally and make it all up to us fans after the press conference?
Great, Scott. That is a Back to the Future 2
hypothetical
if I've ever seen one. That is a very interesting insight and thought and very, it's like, honestly, all the stars had to align to make this work.
Oh,
all
yeah.
of them. We had to lose at the right time. We had to, we were just,
and as gloriously as we did. Yeah.
We had to lose the way we did at the time we did because Harbaugh was still in negotiations with Michigan at the time. Like, we cleaned house with the GM and the head coach. Like, hey, it's happening. Like, who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't have done that. So I love that you took it all the way back to 2012. I love that so much. So well done, Bolton Bogies.
Big time. And I love that he found out on the Casey Jr. ride.
That's a
very nostalgic ride for me, riding that as a kid.
Casey Jr. coming down the track. Casey Jr. I can't remember. Something like that.
I'm sure that was quite the sight to see you screaming as the train pulled away.
I think I can.
But yeah, definitely they're bringing it all in. I mean, if you saw Jim Harbaugh sitting down, they still have the set. Like, it's still there, like all the lighting and everything. So
I don't think they'll bring back all in.
Really?
I think This is a caveat answer, like a weird hype, like step around. It'll be called something else. They're not going to do bad news on him. They're not going to jinx him like that with another all in. But I'm curious, and that all worked because Coach gave access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
What if our new coach doesn't want to give access to everything? Doesn't want players distracted? Doesn't want cameras around? There is a real possibility that could be the case.
That's so interesting.
But there is good. There is good. You know, he has a history of doing that. Really awesome show. If you haven't seen it, it's called All or Nothing. It was on Amazon. You can see it on Amazon Prime. But it was the 2018 season with the Michigan Wolverines. Really, really cool stuff in there. So there is a history for him giving access like that. But I wouldn't guarantee that we're going to get the kind of access. We'll definitely get something. What it is, it's exactly what that was, where we had crazy access all the time.
All right.
So
that'll be interesting to see. I mean, All In wasn't a Staley-ism, was it?
Yeah.
All In? I thought it was Our Way.
Yeah, but it was All In, but it didn't start until him. Like, that wasn't a show that we did until it was Staley.
I guess so not.
That started with him, and, you know, I'm pretty sure he said we're all in at some point. So,
well, I mean, that's Staley doesn't have the copyright on All In.
I just, they're not going to name it. I get what you're saying. There's no fucking
I think
way.
They might.
A show they can't, they stop doing after week six last season. They're going to call it All In again. I'll put money on it. Let's put some money on it.
Okay. If it comes back.
If it comes back.
It might not even come back.
I'm saying the title. Let's go off the title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if it does come back, I think it still stays as All In. You think it'll be something different.
Something else. And you what are the terms?
$20?
Truffle shuffle. You guys want to see us do the truffle shuffle? Loser truffle shuffle?
I mean, shit, I'd do that for free. I don't know.
All right, let's do it. Let's do $20 and $20.
Okay.
Deal.
All right. Yeah, I think they might keep it, but we'll see what happens. I think they'll definitely bring something back because this social media team and that, all of those people, you know, Jason Levine and Megan and all those guys.
They're going to produce something
they're
cool.
Good. Yeah.
But I just don't know if it'll be that access. I don't know.
I think it might. I think they know what the fans want. I think they understand. Part of their hiring had to be that they understand that fans want Jim Harbaugh.
But does Harbaugh want to do that? Harbaugh's making it, calling the shots. Just saying.
I think, like you said, if he did the All or Nothing, I can't imagine he's going to be like, that's one of my stipulations. If you want to hire me.
They didn't win that season, and they didn't do well, so maybe he associates that with bad times in 2018.
Good point.
I'm just I'm bringing some ammo to this. They're going to do something cool. We're going to get access. I don't think it'll be what we're used to, though. I don't think it'll be at that level where it's that kind of access.
Okay.
Okay.
We will find out, but Bolts and Bogeys, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Sherd, charged since 2006, who asked the question.
8 years of soft coaching, which pushed us out of the Bolt Gang phase and into the Bolt Fam phase. Harbaugh will change that. It has and will once again be any squad, any place. Bolt Gang or don't bang. Have the Chargers gone soft? Can it be fixed?
Well, there's only one way to find out if we got soft or not is what happens now. We'll see a very direct back-to-back comparison of what we were last year and what we're going to be this year with just a couple simple tweaks, some new people, and a different mindset. So I think it's going to be very different. I really do.
It'll probably be different. I don't think the Bolt fam is going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, it better not, because that's what this segment is called, Ask Bolt Fam. So
yeah, it's all over their t-shirts and stuff at the, at the games and stuff, so I don't think it's going anywhere.
I hope not, but I mean, you can have it all, man. You can have Bolt Gang, you can have Bolt Fam, Bolt Gang or don't bang, any squad, any place.
Yeah,
give it all.
There's got to be another one out there too, and I'm sure Coach Harbaugh will come up with it, and it'll be like,
oh yeah, something will pop.
How did we never think of that? That's perfect. You know, it's like one of those things.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what's the new one going to be. What's the new era of Chargers slogan going to be? We'll find out. Yeah. But Sherd, charged since 06, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to OM Run, who asked the question.
Why do you think Kellen Moore is leaving? They blocked an interview, then let him interview after hiring Jim. I thought he was pretty good. He couldn't protect the QB, but Jim's people could have fixed that. Just curious to what you think.
I think it just goes to show that we weren't 100% if he was going to sign with us. I think Kellen Moore was part of Plan B. And
yeah,
Plan B didn't happen. So, mm-hmm. I think that goes to show that we, even the ownership was like, all right, well, we're not 100% sure what he's going to do. So we have to block people and keep Kellen Moore. He's our backup plan for
exactly.
next year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's exactly what happened. Then as soon as he signed on, it was like, all right, sorry, guys, you're all gone. Sorry we blocked you from the Bears, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to talk to you.
I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun over in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, sure it'll be good.
I mean, and we've talked about it on, in the last time we, when we let Anthony Lynn go and got Brandon Staley, it's like, I think people really wanted to keep Shane Steichen as the offensive coordinator. But when it comes, like Kyle mentioned, like when a new head coach comes in, they want their guys, they want their crew, they want the people that they know and trust and that they know that they can get along with and that will listen to them. And I don't, that's not to say that Steichen would not have listened to Staley. And that's not to say that Kellen Moore would not have, I'm sure Kellen Moore would have loved to work with Jim Harbaugh. But at the end of the day, if Jim Harbaugh's head coach, he's going to act like a head coach and he's going to be like, no, I want my guy. This is yeah. my guy. I want him in this position. So, it's unfortunate that, we don't get to hold on to him because I feel like last year was just a year that who's to say what that offense was it all Kellen Moore, was Brandon Staley getting in the way, how much did the injuries play a factor into the game plan? I don't know, but it is what it is. And it's unfortunate to see him go, but I hope he does well in Philadelphia. And I'm much more excited to see what Jim Harbaugh does and what his offensive coordinator ends up doing with this team, because I just know that he's going to stick around for a while. And I know that Justin Herbert's going to try to have an offensive coordinator that sticks around for more than 2 years. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, this is that thing that Kyle, we talked about where it's like, this is the first time where we're getting a head coach coming in where like people are dropping what they had, uprooting their families to come with them. Mm-hmm. It was a revolving door for Staley where it was yeah. like, D coordinator. All right. He moved on to be like a linebacker coach or whatever. Like you weren't getting the creme de la creme of coaching, I guess, at that situation. But Harbaugh's bringing it in everyone so much so that it's really upsetting his previous team that he's like taking the best guys with him. Mm-hmm. So at this point, like this is going to be a weird offseason for me because I don't. Like, we're used to talking about offensive coordinators and stuff. Like, all right, we need the flashy big name to help fix our coach, fix our team.
Mm-hmm.
Different perspective now. We are now the team with the head coach. I don't need somebody flashy coming in that we all think is great. Like, you go pick who you want.
Right.
Let's see what you got.
Right.
So it's going to be a very fun offseason knowing that we can all kind of calm down a little bit and just let him do his thing and not be, the backseat driver all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, let the chef cook.
Yeah, let him cook. Let him cook.
So there you go. OM Run, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Zachary Shelton, who asked the question.
I know this is going to sound negative, but are you at all thankful that this team did not live up to expectations this season? If we would have done better, we would have never gotten Jim Harbaugh.
That's not negative. I think that's just a reality of the situation. This is still the Back to the Future Part 2 idea where it's like everything needed to line up or a whole new alternate universe starts. So if we would have made a playoff run and made it to the AFC Championship game with Brandon Staley, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? So it's... I don't know. I think this was meant to happen. It sucked for us as fans because we had to get excited about last year thinking this was going to be our year. We're going to go in and destroy, take names, take the AFC West. And it didn't happen. But very quickly after it didn't happen, we got this. So, I think in hindsight, it's easy to take this as that sucked as a year, but we'll own it. And we're moving on with Jim Harbaugh.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, there's an old Chinese fable about, a peasant who, you know, he's got, you know, he's got a son and he's got a horse, and his horse runs off and everybody goes, oh, isn't that bad luck? And the guy says, I mean, it is what it is. And then the horse comes back and he brings like 12 wild horses. And now he's got a bunch of horses. And they're like, oh, isn't that great luck? And he's like, eh, you know, it is what it is. And then his son goes out to train the horse and the son breaks his leg. And they're like, oh, isn't that bad luck? And it's like, it is what it is. And then all of a sudden there's a war and they're drafting people for the army. And his son doesn't have to go because he broke his leg. And they're like, well, isn't that great luck? And it's like, it is what it is. There's so many it's better to have like a neutral attitude about that kind of stuff. I mean, it's fun to get excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited as shit. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's not like Kevin said, I don't think it's a negative thing. It just is what it is. You know, it's more of a reaction to, okay, well, if this is what happens, then this is the reaction and this is what we get. And what we get now is very pretty looking and very shiny and very new and very, very exciting. So it's all good, man. It is what it is. And Bolts and Bogey said, if he already won a Lombardi, we're not even having this conversation.
It's a good point. That's a very good point.
If he already had a Lombardi trophy, then he's like, I've done it, I'm good. But now he's back and he's with us, and that's exciting.
That's all that matters.
I love it. So Zachary Shelton, thank you, buddy, for asking the question.
Great question.
Let's move on down to Michael Perez, who asked the question.
Mike, what's on here? Do we think a child got a new defunct corner testamental? Gonna have problem in a deep corner defunct deems old more known as a core. Never on a fan's hair. Thank you. Can I be back?
All right. So the translation.
Oh, my God.
We got Jim Harbaugh. Yay. Do you think the Chargers' new defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, is going to have a lot of difficulty adapting in college defensive schemes to sophisticated NFL offensive schemes? Thanks, Caleb. Bye.
So that was the coach. Was that the coach, the water boy?
Yeah, that was the farmer from Waterboy.
That was
good.
That was good, dude. You got to put that on the list of pull out of your pocket.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Jesse Minter. You know, I'm not sure what that looks like. He has never, you know, been a DC in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But if Harbaugh trusts him and thinks he can do it, you know, it's really these coaches are developing these players. So if he can develop these guys, it's not just about calling the games. If he can make these guys better, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. And he clearly did that in Michigan.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how it translates, but there's, you know, Harbaugh's, if he has confidence, I have confidence.
100%. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, if Jim Harbaugh had only coached in college and never coached in the NFL, I'd probably be a little hesitant. I'd be like, well, you know, because we all saw the disaster that was Urban Meyer coming to the NFL, and just a problem. But Jim Harbaugh has experience in the NFL, so I'm like, I'm good with it. I'm excited to see what he can do. Jesse Minter, the guy's been defensive everything for the past like 10 or 20 years.
He's been owning college football the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And he's assistant all over the place.
And granted, he doesn't have defensive coordinating, you know, experience in the NFL. He does have experience in the NFL with Baltimore. So
sure.
I'm not stressed about it at all. In fact, I'm kind of excited to see what he produces with this defense.
And there's only one way to go from where we've been the last couple of years, and that's up.
Yeah,
we've been the bottom one of the bottom defenses in the last 2-3 years under Staley.
Right.
So it's going to be better than that.
It has to be.
It has to be better than that.
So I'm looking forward to it, Michael Perez. But thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Mr. Pekar, who asked the question.
First of all, congratulations to all the fans of the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the Kansas City Swift fans, too. I wish you the best of luck in your fandom. However, bask in the glow of the greatness that you currently cheer for, because it will not last. Why, you might ask? Because Harbaugh is coming in hot on his wrecking ball to demolish the hopes and dreams of all non-Charger fans out there. Now, be honest. If you didn't just picture Jim Harbaugh naked on 1,000 pounds of hot forged steel in the shape of a ball, you did now, right? He is bolted hard in his powder blues. Honestly, I am too, especially after the news broke. I mean, who isn't? He brings so much to our beloved Bolts on and off the field. Can you each pick one thing that Harbaugh brings that makes you extra pumped for this next year? BTFU, FTR, K-Love you, bye.
He came in like a wrecking ball.
Just him with his hat and glasses on. That's it.
Or khakis on his head.
Blowing in the wind.
All right, so.
Most excited for. I'm most excited for because it's immediate. And we don't have to like guess about it. But him on the sideline freaking out at refs and getting excited is kind of what I'm looking forward to a lot. That and just beating up on Justin, getting him hyped up before the game. Like,
yeah,
those just simple things. Those I'm excited punch, about hit, absolutely smack. Everything.
Yeah, but
I know those moments are going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for the Harbaugh-isms that are going to come out all of his mouth.
This press conference, I can't wait.
I hope there's worms and machine guns being mentioned in some capacity. Oh, but
you got to see if you're not on our Patreon, we did a whole breakdown of all the stories and all the crazy shit he's done in the past. It's pretty fun.
Oh, man. And I mean, I'm just excited that we are getting exactly what we wanted. We are getting a head coach that has experience. We're not getting somebody that is moving up the chain or getting a shot at being a head coach, because I think the ownership realizes that we have a generational talent in Justin Herbert. We all saw it in his rookie year.
Yeah.
And we knew that you cannot squander this guy's talent, what this guy brings to this team. And Harbaugh sees it. Harbaugh is starstruck by Herbert. So I am so pumped to see a head coach that knows how to head coach, that has experience head coaching, and not just experience head coaching, but winning. The guy wins. The guy that you sent the graphic in the group chat about, like, he's now he's got the highest win percentage out of all the other coaches all that are NFL in the AFC coaches. West right
yeah.
now.
Over 50 games played. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting a winning coach that's coming in with Justin Herbert as his quarterback, Derwin James on the defense, Keenan Allen as a wide receiver, the guy that focuses on getting the offensive line and the defensive line winning in the trenches, as they say, which is an area that we've struggled with. And now he's going to come in and right this ship and get it on track and take this team to where it deserves to be.
Where we all want it to go.
Not just want, but where they deserve to be.
And need.
And need. We deserve it. We need it. We want it now. Yeah. Yeah, it's my money, and I want it now. Call J.G. Wentworth. They're not a sponsor of this podcast. All right. So, Mr. Pekar, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Bro. Let's move on now to JV, who asked the question.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very, very excited for this new era of Chargers football. Oh, yeah. Coming a couple of questions for you. Oh, number one, now that we have Harbaugh, who's the ideal GM to pair him with? Oh, yeah. Number two, who's got it better than us? Bolt up. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
Buddy.
I'm going to go Hortitz.
Yeah, I think Hortitz is the
Hortitz is the answer.
He's gonna come out on top.
And this show can't. I don't want to disrespect him. He's our new GM.
No, not so at all.
I think this might be the end of Hortitz. We're just gonna call him Hortitz.
I don't know.
Hortiz from now on.
Hortiz.
Hortiz.
See, you're even struggling.
Hortiz. Hortiz from now on.
Hortiz heard a who?
Gotta put the tits away.
Yeah, I accidentally called him Hortitz. I didn't mean to.
Hortiz. Hortiz. It just spelled so weird. Hortiz.
It is. Yeah, I think you probably posted this right before Hortiz was touted as being the GM. They haven't really, to be fair, they haven't fully announced it yet for the Chargers, but when you're getting tweets from Shefty and Ian Rappaport about him being the GM, it's pretty much a done deal.
Like they did with Harbaugh. It's a 3-day waiting period. They announce it. Eventually will happen. Yeah. It's just how this new hiring process is going. Because they haven't officially signed all the other guys yet. But it's like, they, you know, Harbaugh's got a handshake with them. So now they're his property.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's fine.
Yeah. And honestly, like, there wasn't a GM mentioned that made me go like, don't get them. Like, everybody seemed to have at least some kind of a repertoire of like, oh, they've got experience and they come from a good team and they know they know players. They know how to draft good guys. So Ortiz just seems like to be the guy that...
Unless you're getting like one, you know, like the Chiefs general manager, one of these guys that constantly hits it out of the park with their draft picks.
Right.
This is the best possible situation in terms of a team that always drafts well coming to our team.
Right. So. You're not getting a GM that just got fired. You're getting somebody that comes from a winning organization. So
true.
I'm very excited for that. So there you go. JV, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Brother. Let's move on now to Dak, who asked the question.
Certified fresh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
So with Harbaugh and his new coaching staff, what do y'all think our ceiling is? What's our floor? Hey, I'm shooting high. Hey, I think we win the division over those losers in Kansas City.
That's what's so cool about this coach and what could happen is like the ceiling is so high. Like, it's so hard to say what we could be. I think, you know, there might be expectations are a little high right now in Chargers fandom that we're going to be undefeated and win the Super Bowl next year. Like, I get it. Maybe that may not happen, and we got to be okay with that.
Well, yeah.
But I think we're going to be a hell of a lot better than we were this year. I think we're at least going to get into the double-digit wins, mm-hmm. and I think we're going to be competing for the AFC West. I think that's 100% in the cards. We're not going to be looking back after what I just said and be like, Kevin, you're an absolute idiot. I think it's a very safe take to make mm-hmm. that we're going to be in the hunt for the AFC West and we're going to win at least double digit games minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the floor is wild card. And I think the ceiling is Super Bowl. I really don't see us not making the playoffs in any capacity next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. There you go. Dak, thank you for asking the question.
Appreciate you, brother.
Let's move on now to Bolt Up 10, who asked the question. Do you think there should be a new Charger song or chant in the stadium with this new era we're entering? We used to have the San Diego Supercharger song. I'm still raising my arm and yelling charge in the stands for every first down. K, love you, bye.
Dude, I do love the history of the charge and like the cannon and all that. Like, mm-hmm. there's something cool about that, and that it's been a part. And like, we did a whole Bolt history on that a while ago about the story of that, and it came from a college, I believe. And like, these are cool things that we don't have a lot to rest on in terms of our history as Charger fans, but these are mm-hmm. a few of them. You're never gonna beat the 70s Supercharger song. Like, mm-hmm. that was amazing. We're going to need something. The question is, what kind of pull does Harbaugh have? Does he have like, you know, let's bring in like a top artist to help make a song for us. Like,
yeah,
he did stuff like that in Michigan. And apparently like he had Ric Flair come in and talk to the team all the time.
Really?
He had like celebrities come in and talk to the team all the time. So the sky's the limit right now.
That's interesting.
Start with the press conference. We'll see where we go from there, but I'd be down for whatever. I still like keep the old ones in there though. Keep the
for
traditions.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, one of the greatest things about this podcast is people introducing us to music that is very Charger centric,
or
in a roundabout way that I would have never landed on my radar otherwise. Like the Bloody Beat Roots, My Name is Thunder. Love that song.
Badass song.
And then most recently, the director put out a hype video last year on, it was Vo Williams, Thunder and Lightning. That song rocks as well. That was cool. Honestly, I kind of think I like that song better than the My Name is Thunder. I love My Name is Thunder. But that Thunder and Lightning song, oh man, that gets me so hyped.
Get you fired up.
Oh, so much. So I don't, there could adapt a song, but if we're talking about writing a whole new one, that's such a... I wouldn't want to be that songwriter.
that's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
You got to get a big name if you're going to do it. That would be cool.
Yeah. There's certainly names out there. I mean, Snoop Dogg is always a connection. Oh, no. She's going to be writing the Chiefs song and...
She's writing something over there.
Whatever.
I got him. Got him. Chiefs.
Oh, took my breath away. Wow. All right.
There we go.
There it is. Where are we? Bolt up 10. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Marco Dalio, who asked the question. Do you realistically expect Allen to stick around now with Harbaugh? I mean, with a cap, would it be in the best interest to keep him? Love that dude. Hope he stays. Can let me buy FKC.
These were the same conversations we were having last offseason. It was like, he's getting expensive. He's getting older. But look what he did this year.
Look what he did.
Look what him and
jerk.
Justin did. It's just, I don't think you move on from Keenan Allen. You figure out a way. I don't know how they're going to do it all. We're going to lose somebody. I think the four between Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Bosa and Mac, two of those are probably going to be gone. Unless you get real creative. I don't know what it is. But I don't think Keenan Allen is one of those four that I don't think is going anywhere.
Yeah, I think Keenan's safe.
He's our best wide receiver, and he's been for decades.
Yeah.
A decade at least.
A decade, yeah.
A decade. So I think it's safe to say he's going to be on the team, especially after like the first time Harbaugh, as the Chargers head coach, goes on TV and talks about his team.
National television.
He's the second name to come out of his mouth.
Name drops him, yeah.
So he's a pro. He's a pro's pro. So gotta have
a pro.
Gotta have a pro. Come on, bro. Get that pro, bro.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that guy. Keenan Allen, I think, is just one of those names, you know, that you need to have retire as a Charger. You don't let him go somewhere else. You don't let him play somewhere else. So he's got it. He has to stick around. And again, like you just said, the production value. If he didn't produce this season, then he'd be like, I get it. You know what? He's not putting up the same numbers as he can. The fact that he put up the numbers that he did in the season that he did and got injured to the point where he didn't even play in like the last four games or something like that and still put up like, didn't he put up like 1,000 yards or over 1,000 yards, something like that?
Right there. He was on pace to have his best season ever.
Yeah.
So you're not moving away from that.
No, you got to hold on to it. He's producing.
And he's staying on the field.
That's like what I mean.
They shut him down at the end of the season because have him ready for next year. That's the way I looked at it. Let's not put extra miles on him for no reason. So he's definitely, in my mind, he's definitely coming back.
Got it. There you go. Marco Dalio, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move on now to Cameron Motz, who asked the question. What do you guys expect out of K-9 this year? He's just a physical specimen, you know? I'm going to love what he's going to do with Deion Henley, but I expect Harbaugh to simplify things and let him play downhill. But what do you all think? So here's the thing. They didn't give K-9 the fifth-year option. They didn't sign him to that fifth-year option.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
He's technically an unrestricted free agent, so... That now, to be fair, that was under the regime of Tom Telesco and Brandon Staley. Joe Ortiz and Jim Harbaugh might be like, no, we actually need to kind of keep this guy around for a little bit longer, and they may sign him. But as it stands right now, he's an unrestricted free agent. He could go anywhere that he wants.
So I think this team's going to get younger, and they're going to get smaller contracts. So he's the name that if you're not going to give him a fifth-year option, the odds are he's not coming back.
Right.
He's going to want money, and we're not going to be able to keep all the guys we want to pay right now.
Right.
So I hate to burst your bubble, but I don't think he's going to be back on this roster next year.
Yeah.
They're going to find some stud that Harbaugh and his staff or Ortiz knows about that, you know, is in the college ranks, like a third or fourth round guy that's going to come in and be crazy effective. But let's be honest, K-9 hasn't been consistent for his tenure as a Charger. It's been up and down. He definitely got better this last year, but is it too little too late? Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. But I mean, and, you know, we talked about it in the last episode. Somebody floated the question of, you know, if you could sign any free agent, you know, who would you sign? Patrick Queen over at the Ravens is going to be a free agent this year.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the production value and more than K-9. and bringing him in instead of K-9. If he, you know, you got somebody like Ortiz, who's now your general manager, and you got Harbaugh as your coach, and they see something out of Patrick Queen, I'd much rather have sign him over K-9 personally.
That's a great point. I think we might see some of those guys, you know, from the Baltimore Ravens team that are maybe becoming available.
Yeah.
That are most likely going to be on this team than not.
Yeah. So I don't know what the future holds for that linebacking crew. But obviously,
aren't you excited about
it? I'm extremely excited because, I mean, really, Deion Henley is the only one that's going to be sure hanging around. And even that's even still kind of a question mark. They could be like, nah, cut him.
Nah, he's staying. But
I know that he's staying. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're keeping the cheap guys.
I don't know.
The guys that are expensive, you look at all the guys getting money right now that were with the last regime that were like a second contract player. Those are all going to be evaluated. Anybody under a rookie contract, they're not going anywhere because they're cheap right now.
Right.
Look at Eric Kendricks. Look at K-9. Oh, sure, look at all these guys that are going to need to get paid, and that's going to be the casualties, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And who knows what they do with Eric Kendricks because he's still got a year on his contract. So
right.
We'll find out.
We will. But appreciate the question there, Cameron. Thank you for asking it. Let's move it on now to Thunder Lips.
Nice.
Who asked the question?
I played football at USD 2 years before Harbaugh became the coach. I wouldn't have called us a powerhouse program by any stretch of the imagination. So I was stunned when I found out that a coach was able to turn the USD football team into champions. It was pretty miraculous, I'll be honest with you. Speaking of miracles, can Harbaugh fix QJ?
That's really cool. That's cool insight.
Yeah.
Well, good on you playing college football. Let's go.
Love having Thunder alum. Lips. Yeah, come on, buddy.
Thunder lips.
Flap them lips.
couldn't help myself. Yeah, in terms of QJ, I guess he has to get fixed. So do you want a great coach that probably could fix him? I don't know the answer to this question. I'm still very worried about KJ. Like, he's absolutely a weapon. Did we utilize him correctly? I don't know. Does he need a full offseason of getting his ass beat up by our new head coach to get him into shape? We're going to find out pretty quick about QJ and what they're going to end up doing with him. I hope to God he comes out and plays out of his mind under this new head coach.
Yeah. But
that's what these guys do. They develop college players and make them ready for the pros. And hopefully, you know, time to go back to school a little bit, QJ. Go back to school and let's get you ready.
Yeah, I'd like to think that they can fix him. I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, asking for a miracle to fix him. The guy was absolutely productive in college. And I think sometimes just making that leap over to the NFL, that's a big daunting task. And I think, you know, his hands are something that he needs to get better at. And he's a young guy. He could absolutely get better at his position and get better at what he needs to get better at.
And I think it's he had problems with confidence too. And
that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's a head coach that's going to bring you confidence.
Yeah.
He instills that in all of his players. So maybe the best coach for him now that I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say that he wasn't ready to be put in the position that he was. Now he's got that behind him. And really all he can do is get better.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't get any worse than he was last year. So
you start humbled or you start at the top and then you come down. I'm one of my favorite movies is Rocky.
There you go.
Let's go. I know you're our first round pick and you're not exactly an underdog, but let's see you get back into the fight.
Yeah. You didn't lose. It's not like he just instantly became a bad wide receiver.
No.
So
just not
still
a reliable one.
Yeah.
Get reliable. Get your confidence back. And I think
Harbaugh's that's all fixable. You. So there you go. Thunder Lips, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Arrogant Bastard, who asked the question.
Hey, fellas, what players will stay on now that Harbaugh is the head coach, and which players will go? Who will be a good fit for JH and who would not be?
So for as a fun exercise, let's look at, you know, the unrestricted free agents. Let's not look at them. Because that's
okay.
A crapshoot. Maybe a player that has a contract right now that you could see them moving on from.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got?
I mean, I feel like I know who you're gonna say.
Oh, I'll say it.
So go ahead and say it, because I feel like
Trey
I know
Pipkins.
Yeah, that's who I thought.
They're 100% moving on from Trey Pipkins.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that dog in him. He's not good enough to protect Justin. I'm tired of seeing him get run over and get people. And people are like, he had a good season. Like, maybe I didn't watch enough of his plays, but the plays I did watch, the ones that Justin got sacked on, were hit on him, and we just really couldn't run to that right side of the line. So I think he is 100% first on the chopping block. If you're going to make, like everyone says, he has a great offensive line, he's the number one to go, in my opinion. Sorry to keep hating. It's been like 3 years of hate on Pipkins, and I apologize. I don't like to be the hater, but I think it's over.
Yeah. Trey Pipkins would not surprise me. I mean, I don't like saying any of the top guys, you know, that are hitting on those caps, because, you know, they're getting paid that money for a reason.
Sure.
You know, they're good players. So I don't want to say like, oh, it's Joey Bosa because he's always injured, or because he played for Ohio State and Jim Harbaugh played for Michigan. So they're bad blood. Like, I don't think that's necessarily the case. And to also be fair, like, a good fit for Jim Harbaugh, like, I don't know what a good fit for Jim. I don't know what that.
Come on, spit it out. Give us a name.
I'm just saying, I don't know what that means for him. Like, what is it that he's looking for? What's a good fit for Jim Harbaugh? Like, I don't know what size pants he wears. Like, I don't know what's a good fit for Jim Harbaugh. So,
seems like a 34 guy.
He does, doesn't he? Honestly, like any of the tight ends that currently have a contract, Parham, Everett, Stone clear Smart.
That, clear that room out.
Honestly, I don't know any of those guys that are going to hang around, because I don't, if anything, okay, maybe I do know some. Maybe I don't think any of those guys are going to fit what Jim Harbaugh's looking for in a tight end.
Yeah, I think you're fair on that.
I love those guys. I've got a signed Donald Parham right here, sitting next to me, and I look at it all the time, and I love that guy, because I know that if anybody has put their body on the line for this team, it's been that guy.
Yeah.
He has gone through so many injuries and so many bad situations.
And one scary one, yeah.
And a real scary one, and still comes back and puts on a jersey and goes out there and plays his absolute darndest for this team, and still can make plays happen. But is that a good fit for Jim Harbaugh and the scheme that he wants to run with this team? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
good answer.
Look,
hey,
look, we did it.
You did it.
We made it. It happened. I said something not stupid. There was a glimmer
on
of
the moon.
We did it. So, all right. Arrogant bastard. You arrogant bastard. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to settle the scoreboard. Who asked the question?
Yeah, see? What lesser-known players on the roster are you most excited to see develop under Harbaugh? Yeah, let's get a different answer from y'all, you guys. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I think it's those younger guys that we just got in this last draft. I think the one I'm excited to see what he does is Deion Henley. Mm. I think he seems like the kind of guy that would play well in a Harbaugh system. I just want to see him play more. So I think that could be that. Maybe that's why he drafted him so high, is to replace K-9. Maybe that's why, because that's kind of what we talked about last, you know, when he was drafted, is like, we didn't give the fifth year option to K-9. It's probably why he was drafted. So probably he's set up to do something good next year, and hopefully he shows up and kicks a little ass.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see what he does with Thule. Because, again, that's another trench player that we saw some really big flashes, especially early on in the season with some of those sacks, that I'm excited to see how he develops as a player again, because he's only going to be coming into his second year. And we don't know the future of Joey Bosa or Khalil Mack, hoping that they at least hold on to Khalil Mack. But
I think it's going to be Khalil Mack and Thule. I really do.
That is going to be an exciting matchup. And if he can take Thule and push him up to the next level, whether it's Harbaugh or the strength and conditioning coach or the, you know, mentor or any of those guys, whoever they can, you know, do to help him become a better player, I think that's going to be an exciting player to see what he does in his second
year. So much potential. He's so young. Yeah. He was like 20 years old last year, and all that he did, because he was in on all the sacks. You know, he was getting assists all over the place. So,
yeah.
He's great. That was a great answer, Adam.
Cool. Thank you. God, I'm two for two.
Firing all cylinders here.
There you go. Settle the scoreboard. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Anthony Tony Francis, who asked the question.
Pretend you're Jim Harbaugh. What are you telling him in the first few conversations you have about his future and what you have in store for him for play calling?
So I just heard the coolest story. I don't know if you saw it, the Alex Smith story about Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
So basically the first thing he did with Alex Smith when he came into the locker room, sorry, my voice just cracked because I'm so excited. No,
it's
about
exciting.
Story.
It's
so
a good
basically
story.
He sized him up. So he's like, give me your hand. Put his hand up and he measured his hand against his to see how big his hand was. Like,
you
all right,
throw the ball around.
Yeah, throw the ball around. He taped, you know, Harbaugh taped up his finger. They're playing catch. Next thing you know, they're like hawking it at each other full speed. So like I don't even know if he says anything. I think it's just like he's gonna show him something. Oh, yeah. like that kind of story. He definitely leads by example. He doesn't just talk and tell you. He's a leader. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious what his version of the hand up fucking throwing pepper in each other with 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. I would say, though, however, Harbaugh, you might not want to do that because Justin might kill you. He might hurt you like real bad. His arm is way better than Alex Smith's.
Well, he might be like, you know, oh, how's that surgery going? Oh, yeah, let's just toss the ball around a little bit. Let's just see how that finger is, if it's healed up or not. You know?
Yeah,
put a little more heat on it. Let me see. Yeah. Just unleash. Why don't you see what you got?
Yeah.
Harbaugh walks into the press conference. There's just a big hole in his stomach.
He's bleeding profusely. Like, new tactic.
I'll take any questions you guys have. Just don't ask about the hole.
Yeah, no, that's a hole in my
chest.
I'm
very sensitive about it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as far as play calling goes, I mean, he just got off of coaching J.J. McCarthy, who we saw was not necessarily, he didn't necessarily have the cannon.
He didn't throw the ball down Herbert the field has, that much, no.
But he's a very mobile quarterback, which is what we've seen in Justin Herbert. And what I know a lot of fans have been clamoring for is like, hey, man, Justin Herbert can be mobile. And we saw some of that this last season, probably a little bit more than we used to, because I feel like he was scrambling out there more than anything else.
Yeah.
So let's design a few plays for him that he can go out there and run. The guy knows how to slide. The guy's got legs. The guy can run like crazy. So I'd be excited to see what Harbaugh has in store to make Justin Herbert an actual good mobile quarterback.
Well, I think it's a weird, great I thought is that I basically, he has two of his best quarterbacks that he played with, Harbaugh. He has Andrew Luck, which basically arm surveying the field, just a smart freaking quarterback. Yeah. Justin broke a lot of his records his rookie year. And then Colin Kaepernick. Like, he's not quite as fast and elusive as Colin Kaepernick, but he's kind of those two put together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, like, you know, not expecting, like, MVP 5,000-yard seasons from Justin anymore, because his offenses are so balanced. They run the ball so effectively that they run the ball to set up the pass. It's not just throwing 50 times and praying to God they don't get back to him, because you can't pin your ears back and get after the quarterback if you have a good run game.
Right.
So I think it's going to change it a lot. We're not going to have 50 passes a game from Justin anymore, but the ones he does throw are going to be perfect.
Oh,
yeah. Going to be impressive, and he's going to be one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the league.
I love that.
Hell yeah.
I don't want that.
Put that in your pipe so and much. Smoke it.
All right. Well, there you go, Anthony Tony Francis. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
What's up, Charger Chat fam? Oh, you want to know how I felt after the Jim Harbaugh hire? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Harbaugh. Harbaugh. Oh, yes. Harbaugh. Oh, Harbaugh. 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 Oh, you're about to make me bolt up. Oh, man, I got so sweaty. Oh, now to the question. With Kellamore off to pull the Shane Steichen with the Eagles, poor Justin has yet to again learn a new system. With that being said, what do you hope Harbaugh's new OC system corrects and grows in Justin's this season, skill set wise, with his level of play? K loves you and make me bolt up.
All right.
Good question, Andrew. Oh,
good question.
I think it's what we just talked about in that last question. I think he's going to do a lot of great things with him. I think it's a confidence. I think it's going to be having a better offensive line. Because if you look at what Justin's done his entire career with us so far, if he has time, he can make any throw. You remember that throw he did to Keenan Allen two years ago against the Dolphins where he just put it in an impossible window?
Yeah.
If he's got time, he can do anything.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to, number one, give him time. And number two, he's going to get him a run game. So he's not always getting pressured and there's some accountability if you do bring the heat like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be the biggest thing. Just, is there a ton he can improve on? I'm not going to say that because I'm not a quarterback. I think he looks pretty freaking great.
Yeah.
What little adjustments they can make his game just for him to play faster and to just be better in general. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I think you said it in the last question where it's just like the weight of the world should not be on Justin Herbert's
shoulders. Shouldn't have to win every game. Let's give him some help.
I mean, and that was the thing, you know, Brandon Staley, when he came out with like the game plan, he was like, we're going to build an offense around Justin Herbert. And it's like, okay, that's a great idea. But then when you do that, you're saying Justin Herbert has to be amazing every single game and possibly throw 50 times a game or something like that, where it shouldn't be that. He should be, like you said, you want to make him more efficient, not necessarily throw the ball every time, but you want to make him that when he does throw the ball, it's going to be a bomb. It's going to be perfect.
Your ass.
Exactly. So I think that's great. I think that's a great way to put it. And let him not have the weight of the world on his shoulders. And I think that's going to help him out mentally as well as the offense in general, just getting a run game going.
Yeah.
Any kind of run game, please. That's going to help him more than anything.
And a defense.
And a defense.
A defense that, look, if you look at those crazy-ass stats where Justin has scored the most points of any, it was like some crazy stat, like the amount of points he scored. But his defense has given up the most points in like historic fashion. So fix that a little bit, just a little bit. And watch what happens if this defense isn't incompetent.
Yeah.
Watch what happens.
Going to be great. Andrew Ramsey, thank you for asking the question. Moving on now to Gavin Gibson.
Gavin.
Who asked the question. I honestly can't wait till the start of next season. The NFL is going to see a new Chargers with Harbaugh at the head of it. For the home opener, how cool would it be for Thunderstruck to be played, and instead of shouting Thunder, fans shouted Harbaugh? I think it would be an amazing welcome for Coach Harbaugh. Gives me goosebumps just imagining it. Next season is our season, boys. Who got it better than us? Bolt up! Love you, bye. Harbaugh. Harbaugh.
That works really well, Gavin. I think you might be onto something, my friend.
You been. Harbaugh struck.
I'll tell you this, 307... Section 307 will be doing that. I'll pass out pamphlets.
I'll pass out lyrics.
Yeah.
It just says Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. What does this mean? Just say it.
You'll know when the time comes.
You know, when you hear me yelling, just copy the words. It's a great idea.
That'll be fun.
But just think about, I just thought about this. All the pressure that's on Justin to be the name, the head guy, he's still going to have some on him. But this coach takes that away from him a little bit.
True.
Just with what that question right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to take a lot of the brunt of some of the stuff, and it's not all going to be laid at Justin's feet. So I think that's going to help him even more, going back to the previous question.
Absolutely. Yeah. Harbaugh's definitely going to take some of that weight, and heavy is the crown.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh's got it.
His neck, he does plates on his face. Yeah. His neck is good to go.
When you see a big weight on Harbaugh's face, you'll understand why.
Yeah. You'll understand what we're saying.
All right, Gavin, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Athir Kadir.
Athir!
Kadir! Who asked the question.
Judge it, chat, let's go! First, I want to start. Coach, I love you. Thank you for throwing me under the bus, baby. I'll give you some flowers about Coach Hart before GM, but that is because it was Harbaugh, baby. Only exception. It didn't happen in Washington. They hired the GM, baby. All right, Bulldog, my love, only baby. Kevin, my brother, and coach far distance, but still love you, baby. Now to my question. What happens to all the talk about the Spanos family and sheep? Really? Ha, baby. Who got more money than them? Nobody. Is it time to admit this family care and will not sell the team? Let me hear you, my boys. Love you. Bye. The AFC, baby!
I love this ongoing battle between Athir and
just
Kyle.
Just the little petty digs at each other.
Oh, dude, Athir, keep them coming.
But they're still, they're full of love.
We love you still, but distant. Distant love.
The ratings can always change.
Yeah, exactly. It's the iron fist. You're like
the iron claw.
Yeah, Athir's our aggressive dad who makes us compete for his love. Oh, I love it.
All right. Well,
love you, Athir.
Love you, buddy. Yeah, dude. Spanos, they wouldn't clean their clearing house with all of the positions, which means anybody that was under contract, you got to pay for the rest of their contract. And all the people that you're bringing in, you got to pay them top dollar.
You're paying let's just say the strength and conditioning or Mr. Herbert made $1 million there. I don't think he's making $1 million with us to make a lateral move.
And he's not taking a pay cut. Yeah.
They pulled out their checkbook. And yeah. They have been doing it. Look what it was, 2 years ago when they started bringing all these guys in, where it was like, holy shit, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a financial thing, man. They moved to LA. I'm from San Diego. I didn't want them to move to LA.
No.
It happened. We sucked it up. We follow the team. We love our team.
Yeah.
But look what's happening now. They're in a bigger market. The more money's available. The team's valued for way more than it was. And look what they're doing now. It's
right.
Because they have more money because of all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You can put it on the pit. You can do the accounting. You can do your taxes and look at the spreadsheets and know that they're spending more money now because they're in LA.
Right.
So I'm proud of them. I'm excited. They still have a lot to earn from us, but this is absolutely the step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Gain all my love. Baby!
Baby! Yeah, no, everybody is costing a pretty penny to come in here. They built the new training facility.
$250 million.
Yeah, like
sure.
They are shelling out the dough right now because they, again, they understand the generational talent
the house
is
that
Justin
Herbert.
Yes.
House that Herbert
This is
built.
The house that Herbert built, and they need to continue putting money into this thing because he is only going to be around for as long as he is. And so you want to take advantage of that immediately. There is no more time to wait, and which is why they let go of Staley when they did. You can't just keep waiting for something good to happen. You have to make a decision, and thank God they did, because now we've got Jim freaking Harbaugh as our head coach.
It's just meant to happen.
I'm very excited for it, and
so freaking excited, dude.
You should be too, Athir Kadir. Thank you for asking the question, and thank you everybody for asking questions and Ask Bolt Fam. Again, sorry we couldn't have Kyle in on this one. Hopefully he feels better by the next one.
And I do want to say we have a really good friend that has given us something for a huge giveaway. Next week.
Yeah.
So we were going to do it this week, but we're going to hold off because Kyle's not here. Hold. But keep an eye on Twitter and Instagram. We'll post it to both.
Yes.
There is an item that is signed that is going to go up to the funniest question that makes us laugh the hardest next week.
Oh, shit.
So let's not put anything else in the outline. We're going to have a shit ton of questions, but get ready. Here we go.
It's going to happen. Yeah. All right. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. I think that was probably your final thought there, Kev. Any other final thoughts?
No, I have a few more. Let me.
Okay. Let's get comfy.
Warm up a little bit.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Oh, we didn't get any. He didn't show up this episode.
Sorry.
Shit.
My bad.
I'm still on cloud nine. I pinch myself all the time. Haven't had a bad day since the news happened.
Yeah, me neither.
Really, anything can happen. I can have a terrible day. And
yeah.
I can get through it pretty easy knowing that this is the situation with my football team. So
exactly.
Appreciate you, Spanos family. Appreciate you, Harbaugh, for picking us, choosing us. And God, you have a loyal fan, and I am ready to get behind anything and everything you do.
I love this because I thought about this the other day. I was like, who does Kevin love more now? Does he love Justin Herbert or does he love Jim Harbaugh more?
I love Justin Herbert more right now, but
okay. But the ratings can always change.
Iron Claw.
I love it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
When you need a refreshment, but you're tired of sodas and coffee doesn't quite do the trick, reach for a bottle of Joe Hortiz. Light, refreshing, and always the right choice. With so many flavors to choose from, Chai Hortiz, Passion Hortiz, Green Hortiz, and so much more. Try it today, and you'll know it's the right fit for you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.